Raise your hand if you're a fan of long prayers. Really long prayers. No? Nobody? All right, how many things do you think about during the five-minute sermon prayers? Not the prayers after the sermon, but you know, the prayers that sort of devolve into a sermon. I'm guilty of it. Every preacher I know is guilty of it. We start with a prayer, and then things start coming in that are meant to be teachable, and you know, it really... How many things do you think about? Do you think just of the prayer, or do you go other places? Be honest. Who goes other places? Yeah, me too. Pastors love to hear themselves speak. Listen to my voice. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I like it. Sometimes we get on a roll during those pastoral prayers, and we do turn it into a sermon meant to direct people into what to think and do instead of talking to God. Yeah, that's pastoral prayers sometimes. And seriously, I gotta wonder. And here I am, thinking out loud. What is it about me that makes me think that me saying a prayer is better than anyone else saying it? Out loud, silently. And really, what is it about anybody that thinks that pastoral prayers are necessary for church to be church? It feels right. When the pastor prays, it feels like church. But what if there's no pastoral prayer out loud? Is it still church? Certainly gives an awful lot of power to the pastoral prayer if we think that. Jesus had other ideas. He spoke with disdain in this morning's reading about the scribes who walk around with long robes with sleeves. This is a long robe with sleeves. You ready for Bible trivia time? Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Anybody seen it? Do you like it?
Yeah.
And what did he have?
A long robe with sleeves.
He did. He had a long robe. Some of you read the Friday email, didn't you? Yeah, I mean, it says that it was a coat of many colors, and you know that made for a great Broadway show, and it makes for really cool readings and good children's moments when you do the Joseph story and good videos. But a better translation is Joseph had a long robe with sleeves. It was something that people looked at and said, that's a cool robe. And it's the same kind of robe that pastors wear now. And there is something to be said. When pastors put on robes, we're supposed to put it on with humility. But I know that this thing looks good, so I like putting it on. I mean, this long robe with sleeves isn't always a sign of humility. It's, for some, it's a demand for respect. Respect the robe. The scribes, the Pharisees who wore these long robes with sleeves in the marketplace, they demanded respect. And they wanted the best seats at the places, you know, the parties and the big community gatherings. They wanted to be recognized for being important. And then they like to hear themselves speak. Yeah, Jesus wasn't down with that at all. He spoke with disdain about that, and then he spoke with awe, with respect, with kindness about a widow out of her poverty, offered all she had to the temple treasury. She didn't do it for appearance. Instead, she offered everything she had out of love. But back to those prayers. So I think today, instead of praying out loud during the pastoral prayer, let's all just pray silently. And we'll say the Lord's Prayer together after a little while. And guess what God's going to do? God's going to hear all of our prayers, all at the same time. No one prayer any more than others. And church will still be church. Yes, it will. So while you're thinking about that, let's talk more about this widow and her offering. And maybe we can start with a few more questions to contemplate while you've got the whole prayer thing going on there. What is really important in life? And how often do we let money and resources consume our thoughts and our actions? And how often do we live out this belief that the most important thing there is to be approved of by others? Questions to ponder. The Pharisees had lost their direction. You know, the Pharisees weren't awful people. I've said that time and time again. They weren't. They weren't awful people at all. They had just gotten so full of following the rules that they made following the rules their source of pride. They forgot about those two most important rules of love God and love everyone. And when they forgot those rules, well, they really lost their ability to enforce any rule. And why would they want to enforce the rules anyway? Isn't following God about being love, about being kind? So Jesus, he called out the way the scribes and the Pharisees prayed and paraded about. And of course, that's not all he did. He called out how they were not only marginalizing, but also exploiting the powerless in society. Does that say there? They devour widows' houses for the sake of treasury. Oh no, they devour widows' houses. Just leave it right there. About the widow. And this widow did not fit into the scribes and the Pharisees' vision of this is how God wants it. The widow did not have any money. She couldn't afford the temple tax. By the customs of the time, by the laws of the time, this widow, though she would be looked on with pity, would also be known as a sinner because she couldn't afford to pay the temple tax, even though she gave all she had. She wouldn't be able to afford even a turtle dove. This woman didn't have any status. She didn't have the right clothes, I'm sure. She had almost nothing, and even out of that, she gave all that she had. She gave out of her powerlessness and her poverty. But a common theme in stewardship, is to talk about there being an abundance of gifts, right? And we know that there are an abundance of gifts, talents, finances among us. But in this morning's reading, Jesus wasn't talking about abundance as it related to the widow. He was talking about this widow giving with a heart of generosity. What else could it be? He was talking about giving from a place of powerlessness. He was talking about giving as this act of worshiping God, not as the people who walked up to the treasury and put their large gifts on the altar might be communicating, as an act of approval or disapproval or anything like that. See, giving as an exercise of approval, of disapproval, of happiness, sadness, voting with our resources, that may be one way that we tend to give. It's a way that happens in, I would probably say, every church. It's just not the model that Jesus set, not at all. Jesus set a model of giving that is about giving praise and worship to God. That's Jesus' model.
Stewardship is about giving generously to God. It isn't about getting or giving approval or disapproval. It isn't about status. It isn't about power. It is about generosity. It is about care. It is about worship. And it also is knowing this. Giving truly makes a difference. Not just in the ability for the church to pay the bills. Not just in the amount of money that we give to benevolent causes. Not just in being able to keep up the building. It makes a difference in the lives of the givers. When we give from a place of generosity, care, and worship, our giving is beyond valuable. When we give of ourselves to something beyond ourselves, it is beyond valuable. It really, really is. And I know I'm talking about what attitude we give with, and this isn't about earning God's love, because it doesn't matter what your attitude is when you give or not give when it comes to God's love. You can't get it, and you can't lose it. You can't give enough. You can't pray enough. You can't work enough or anything enough to get God's love. And you can't not do any of that enough to lose it. So set that over there. But it's true that any one of us can lose our direction. The Pharisees, the scribes had lost their directions. We can lose our focus. We just don't have to. As a congregation, as individuals, as this community, we can trust in the promise. And God calls this collective us valuable. God calls what we give in generosity, care, and worship valuable. And our generosity, our care, and our worship make a difference. They make a difference in all of our lives. They make a difference in your personal life, in the life of the congregation, the life of this entire community. Giving in generosity, care, and worship makes a difference in everything. Amen.